sir, and what is your name, sir, before we get started?
Raymond Elliott.
Okay, now, Mr. Elliott, let me get you to state your name one more time and your ADC number for the record this time, sir.
Raymond Elliott, 286-477.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the four allegations on your warrant. And based on information that I see, you were notified this hearing back on March the 15th. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there, because you did sign it, but on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't see one signed in for you. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see us. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and I will start on my left, which will be your right. Is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is C.T. Wright. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. I have a question for you and for Mr. Grady. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, to help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do. I have two amendments.
Okay, Mr. Grady has two amendments, and that's just probably some typo, but we must write them in. So, Honorable Mr. Grady, sir.
On the first page, date of offense needs to be changed to 1/20/12.
Now, where is that at, sir?
The top of the page.
Top of the page, 1/20/12. Okay.
Got it?
I don't have it, but I'll find it. Yeah, one. They don't remember the other one. 1/20/12, okay.
The second one is the second page.
Second page.
First paragraph.
First paragraph.
Third line.
Third line.
It says offender wrong, and it's being changed to offender Elliott.
Okay, offender Elliott, okay, thank you. I need to put his name in, okay. And that's E-L-L-I-O-T. Okay. Any other amendments to this? Okay, those were just a couple of typos, so I don't think they have any bearings on Mr. Elliott, but you do understand that we just want to make sure that the paperwork is correct. Do you have any objections, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. As indicated, sir, we have four allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and I want you to tell me whether it's true or false. This is a two-phase hearing. First phase is to see if you violated the terms and conditions of your supervision. That's where we begin. That's why we will ask you if these are true or false. And then if we go into phase two of the hearing, then the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision, sir. So now I'm dealing with these, and each one of them will tell you whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7. It's demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on about November 13, 2018, for the task LCMS lab report dated November 26, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 11. As demonstrated by your failure to pay costs of supervision fee to the state of Arizona on about November 30th, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
It's true.
Okay, the third one reads that you have violated Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 5, 2018, as verbally directed on November 26, 2018. You were actually avoiding supervision, thus you was an offender from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
And finally, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number four is demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about November 16, 2018, as directed on November 13, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to offer a motion then that will carry us into phase two of the hearing, and my motion is that move to find that Mr. Elliott violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself. I believe I heard the other one, Ms. Rittenhouse, first, therefore, and Mr. Neal agrees, and Mr. Kalunis agree. Now, let me do my paperwork, because if I don't do my paperwork here, sir, then they will come after me, so let me do my paperwork. Okay, so I think I did my paperwork correct. Now we're ready to move into phase two of the hearing. So we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Then we're going to come back and talk with you, and then you can tell the board anything that you would like to tell the board regarding your case, sir. So at this time, we're going to listen to the Honorable Mr. Grady, and he's going to give us some background information. So just hold on to the phone, and we'll be back to you shortly, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Grady, sir.
Mr. Elliott was released from the DOC on July 2nd of 2018, and he was arrested on February 14th, 2019. By Winslow PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on February 14th of 2019. He has a CSED of May 13th of 2019. And he's going 71 trial date. Current conviction. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2013, drug paraphernalia violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2013, dangerous drug violation, 5 years. He has no prior convictions. He has one term in DLC. He has CUIR scores of 2-3, mental health scores of 1, substance abuse scores of 2. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Arrest history, 2010, aggravated assault, original felony conviction, probation. His community risk score of G3 and G3.
Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Grady, for providing the board with that information, sir. Okay, I'm going to just very briefly, Mr. Elliott, look at your, what we call your case supervision summary, and just make a few comments about that, what we have here. We do show that when you were released, that you were released to reside with your mother there in Winslow. How long did you remain at your mother's residence there in Winslow, sir?
Well, first of all, I was at my father's house. I got released at his house.
Oh.
And then me and him were on the right page, so then I left with my mother.
Okay. So, we do show, according to Honorable Mr. Grady, that you did abscond for 71 days. So when did you abscond for those 71 days, sir?
I was everywhere.
You were everywhere?
In Winslow.
Okay, everywhere in Winslow. Winslow is a big city, sir. I said, well, you can't be everywhere in Winslow. I'm just kidding. That's a big city. You know, it's a large, very large city. Okay. But you were just moving around in Winslow with your friends and just doing whatever.
Yeah.
But we do take note, sir, that, you know, we did, you know, as part of the warrant, that to begin with, we take note that you did, you know, use some methamphetamine. Was that something that was new for you, or you were experimenting? What was going on there, sir?
No, I've had a history of it.
Okay. About what age did you start using that, sir?
About 16.
Okay, and... and then you miss your substance abuse training and all those good counseling and all those good things. So, when was the last time you used meth, sir?
Probably the day before I got picked up.
Okay, and did you use any other drugs or alcohol while you were out, sir?
No.
Okay, so that's a little meth. Did you use a lot of methamphetamine while you was out, or you just, you know, one time or two times, something like that, sir?
No, I got kind of heavy at the end,
before
they kicked me up, and I started dropping dirty.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Now, I do not show any employment. Did you find any employment? Did you find a job while you were out, sir?
Yeah, I had two jobs before I was picked up, and then I quit them. I let the drug take over me, so.
The drug replaced the jobs, okay. DJ, drugs, job, okay. So what kind of work were you doing before you start working, sir?
Well, actually, I had two jobs. I was working at a hotel cleaning rooms at night, and then I was working at a restaurant doing dishwashing in the morning.
Oh, okay, so you're smart. So you had two jobs, okay, and most people can't even take care of one job, and you I commend you for that, sir. So that's a real, that's a plus from my perspective, and we've already talked about, and you didn't, why didn't you enroll in the substance abuse treatment counseling program? Any particular reason, or you just...
No, to be honest, I went to the detox place, and I got there around like 4:30, and it was 9 o'clock still, and they still hadn't did my intake or anything, so I got tired of sitting there waiting, and I just left.
Okay. And you just left and never returned again. And it didn't return again. Okay. At this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
Before you guys start anything, no disrespect to any of you guys, but I know you guys are going to deny me regardless of what happens.
We don't know that yet. I'm going to come back and let you talk in just a minute, but we just want to ask some questions. But we act independent of each other, and I don't know how any other board member is going to vote. They don't know how I'm going to vote, so that's the way we operate here at this board. But I don't see board members having other questions for you at this time. Now we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make any statement whatsoever that you would like to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir. It's all yours, sir.
Okay. Well, I have already set up for me to go to Community Bridges when I get out, so I won't continue to use or get involved with the people in the crowd again. And I have another job lined up for me when I do get out. And I'm not planning on staying in Winslow anymore. I'm planning on going to Florida. I've been going to church since I've been here. I'm getting baptized on the 20th of this month. So I'm trying to get my life together because I'm 32 years old and I don't have retirement. I don't have nothing set up for me. And I want that. I got a kid I got to look forward to, take care of. And I just need to get my life together, man.
Well, we trust that you will get your life together because at age 32, you're still a young person, very young person, and you have your future before you. I just want to ask the question you indicated, if I heard correct, and maybe I did not. You said that you plan to go to Florida. Any particular reason why you selected Florida, sir?
Because I got my sister out there, and she's got a job lined up for me out there, and, she's doing good, and she's in church, involved in church, and I just want to stay away from everything, get away, start something new in my life.
I hope that you will start something new once you get there, because sometimes we hear some who come before us, they say we was going to start something new. When they get there, they did not. But I hope that you will stay with the church and move forward, because as I said before, and I'm repeating myself now, I feel, just talking with you for these few moments, you do have a great future before you. You're just going to have to take advantage of it. Anything else you want to say to the board before the board goes into discussion, sir?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, in keeping with our protocol here, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. We do operate under the open meeting law in the state of Arizona, which means that you can hear everything that we say. We do nothing behind closed doors. We don't go out in no secret room. And as I stated before, we've never discussed your case before. The four of us never discussed it. This is our first time, and of course, we've never voted on it. Once we vote, then we vote with all based upon the majority of vote. Okay, the board is now in discussion. As I've stated probably two or three times, I do find Mr. Elliott being a very interesting young man, and I feel just as one board member that he does have a future for him if we just take advantage of it. I think that, yes, he did relapse while he was out, and he just kept moving around, starting with his father, then his mother's residence, and then just moving around up in Winslow. But what he's telling us now that he's getting his life together with church and hopefully he, and that he's going to take advantage of some programs, and once he's out, and I think that that would really be good for him with Community Bridges, which is a very good program, and then when he goes down to Florida, that he would be successful down there. However, inasmuch as he is going to be out in, on May the 13th, unless something goes wrong, which is a very short period of time, just a little more than a month, 9 and 10 days to be exact, and staff will, I think it would be best for him just to go ahead and complete it, and then once that is over, he won't have to report to a parole officer, he'll be on his own, and then he can do whatever he needs to do to get his life together. But I'm going to speak at one board member, I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, here in that from another board member. Oh, I'm sorry, did I see your hand? Okay, the Honorable Ms. Gail Whitehouse.
I just wanted to say, because I know Mr. Elliott is listening, he just strikes me as somebody that I want to say, what are you doing in the criminal justice system? I mean, you just don't belong here, and I really hope that you are able to kick this, because drugs has clearly is what put you here. So, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Great advice. Thank you, ma'am. Any further discussion by the board?
Yes,
Mr. Colonis.
Our colleague made a very good point. I do want to say as a point of encouragement, too, to Mr. Elliott, that we don't hear people inside at DOC talk about the retirements very much, and I think that's a very clear signal of someone who really wants to move on in his life, and I think it's worth knowing, too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so very much. Any final discussion? Hearing none, then I'm going to offer a motion, and it's, of course it's going to be based upon testimony provided to the board as well as information found in warrant number 2018W3650, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Grady, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as testimony coming from Mr. Elliott himself. I'm going to move to revoke this community supervision based upon the same.
I'll second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Colonis, the Honorable Mr. Neal. We don't look at this, I don't look at it, I think, and listen to other board members, we don't look at this as being a negative, we look at this being an opportunity for you to start anew, sir. We hope that you would do it. As I said, that according to our records, you should be coming out on May the 13th of this year, and at that time, you will not have to report to a parole officer. You'll be on your own, and you can get your life together and move forward. Thank you so much for your participation today, and please don't hang the phone up, just lay it down and let the next one come in, sir. Thanks again, and we look forward to it. Next time we see you, we don't want to see you in orange, sir. We want to see you in something else.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.